Love Radio.
Nobody knows it exists.
The dreamers are banished to obscurity. I'm trying to change
all that.
You are too.
By dreaming
every day.
Dreaming with our hands,
dreaming with our minds.
Our planet is facing the greatest problem ever faced.
So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time we could have possibly hoped to be alive. And things are just starting.
You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
Why don't you get your own? As long as I got this legally, people see that we can be on top of things without causing another nigga sorrow. I know it seems it ain't enough to go around, but keep on holding on my good demo, cause it's a better day tomorrow. That's all I can say. Can't tell the future. Tomorrow's another day, but today they just might shoot you for your ride. Fuck your pride high. Better be out your seat. Quick and snap it with a happy face before you bleed. Ask me if that material shit is worth your life. I don't know about yours, but if so, you're smoking pipes, right?
Do you wanna be in the world? For sure, the time is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the ground with WTDGA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. International artists that are dropping the pain.
Amongst the dungeon dragon, as we pass them round them blunts, had to cut it out like shears. But for years I used to burn them, getting deep off in my thoughts just to get shit off my sternum. I never played but made many of moves. I still blame it on the session cause I can't remember the dude. I guess I feel that getting the bins is out of the question. The world is yelling hootie hoo, but in my pocket's nothing but scum and lint. To sum the shit up, I'm broke. Nothing but hope, so big boy, tell them what you told.
I'm traveling up to Jersey with...
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
What up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix. With the hottest DJ.
Thank you.
Will move into the states and governors and legislatures. They're saying if the legislature doesn't do what they're told, the feds will move armor in and take the capitals. That's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. What did they say last year when they unanimously passed in the House to ban the TSA from touching people's genitals? They don't even do that in communist China or North Korea. What did they say? They said, we'll run an air blockade with F-16s of Texas and shoot down any aircraft within it. That's John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We are in deep trouble. Now, why is the system doing this? That's the $64 million question. When we come back from break, I'm going to address that, and then we'll give the number out and talk to police and military ahead of our next guest joining us. But I'm begging you to go, just type in law dictionary, it's a long form, long definition martial law, or definition martial law, and go read it. And read what the Supreme Court has said. Go read what Black's Law says. Go read, and then look around you and see what's being rolled in. See, people think of martial law as Waco burning. That's 100 on the scale. You know, everybody being drug out of their homes, concentration camps. No, no, no. This martial law is just going to be property taxes, carbon taxes, taking your land, harassing farmers, taking your guns, running checkpoints. But they're phasing it in right now. We're under martial law. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving.
You understand and know that this is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We're here to bring a message. The message is the time is now. You must wake up. You must understand and know that real talk, yo, we talk a lot of time for action. You can hit us up each and every night at 347-934-0318. Definitely get the skinny on what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Throughout this broadcast, you're going to get some very provocative information. Some information that's definitely going to stir the mind, stir the imagination. Hopefully to reunite us as a nation, as a culture people. Because we're not some fictitious, artificial stock or bond that this world is using to allow these globalists to control us. We are real individuals, real souls that have said, enough. Talk, yo, ride with us, vibe with us. The number again is 347-934-0318. You know what I'm saying? We come through this broadcast each and every night. If you can't reach us, then continue to just stay in the alternative media. You know, trust me, you won't miss anything. You know what I'm saying? You can either see me now or see me later, but it's best to see me now. Hear me now. Understand and know that all of us here at Where They Do That Radio are dedicated to bringing alternative media to the forefront. Keep our culture aware of all these things that are plaguing our community. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. But I want you to get a feel for it. I want you to understand that this is real. I want you to understand and know that we will not stop. They'll be like, be quiet. We'll be quiet. But when they leave, we'll be talking again. Real talk, you know what it is. This is your boy J-Dog. You are definitely in the urban experience like never before. We'll definitely get ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. Ride.
BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
this, the United States has been criminally conquered. The Washington Post, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, they all brag every time I pick one up about, yeah, big mega banks run things now. Yeah, we don't even need local governments anymore. The experts are running things. You won't be voting anymore in your town or city. This is happening all over the U.S. No, a corporation's going to run your town now. In some cases, big cities. And guess what? We're tripling your power and water prices. Oh, it's so we make bigger profits. Don't like it? Move somewhere else. But we're taking over there, too. And this is so you can't get due process. This is so they can exempt themselves from lawsuits. This is so the criminals that have hijacked our nation can have their way with us. And who's at the top of the pyramid? Goldman Sachs. One of their top executives went public last week saying, we're there to cheat our customers and we call them scum and muppets and idiots. And I can't do it anymore. That's the attitude. Let's rip people off. They're just total criminals. Again, who ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And what the Attorney General just got caught saying from a tape back in 95, let's brainwash the public to be anti-gun. And when you see a gun, call the police. And that's why when the telephone guy's in your house, he calls the cops on you, even though the gun's legal. This is what they've turned us into, a nation of snitches reporting to a bunch of criminals. They want the martial law in because the normal law and the system of due process and the Constitution is like holy water to a vampire. It's what will send them to prison. So they want to get rid of it so they can steal at an even greater level, arrest their political opposition, and can't get in trouble. It's elementary. Every tyranny ends up falling, though, because the elites and their minions just start stealing at every level, and the elite will never go after their own minions because, you know, that would be, you know, bad for morale, and so everybody just starts stealing, and then everything falls apart. When I was reading the Black's Law definition of martial law, typically the imposition of martial law, the company's curfews, those are going on everywhere, the suspension of civil law, civil rights, everywhere it's happening. No protests, arrest you for filming police, habeas corpus, we're getting rid of that, NDAA, and the application or extension of military law or military justice to civilians. The police act like military now. Civilians defying martial law may be subjected to military tribunal. You don't even get a military tribunal under NDAA. They just kill you. It's beyond even martial law. It's just total mafia, serial killer government. I mean, folks, they grow the opium in front of everyone on the news now. Because the troops are going, I won't do this. I'm going to tell people, oh, really? Watch this. They put the troops grow the opium. Move along. I'm going to read you this Cicero quote. We're going to come back and take calls from police and military only, please. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely. His sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appears to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation, by design, I would add. He works secretly and unknown in the night, under national security, to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero, ancient Roman lawyer, writer, scholar, orator, and member of the Senate. Statesman. 106 BC to 43 BC. Resisted Caesar. Was killed by one that came after Caesar. it be known that this was to come to pass as this nation went into bondage. America, for all intents and purposes, is dead, has been conquered, is gone. But countries are not like people who die but once. Countries are ideals, and we could rise from the ashes like the mythical phoenix anytime we wanted to. But we have to admit that we have an illegitimate criminal group running the nation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I hope it's coming perfectly clear. I hope it's coming perfectly clear. I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. I hope it's coming in perfectly clear. Real talk, yo. It's definitely going down. Yo, you ride with your boy J-Dawg. This is WTDPA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flames. The national artists that are changing the game. And the voices of the people. The people who want change. The true change. Real talk. We gotta take back what they take from us, y'all. We gotta take back what they have taken from us. We have to stand on our square and let them know that we're up in here. Real talk. Y'all know what it is. And if you understand and know where we're getting ready to go, continue to ride and vibe. This is the urban experience like never before. This is your boy J-Dawg, and you're definitely locked in to a production brought to you by Spellbound Media and Entertainment. Real talk is real, y'all. Get your mind right.
To do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research.
GotInstrumentals.com.
Between the hours of 9 to 5. Yo, real talk, that's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real talk, you already know what it is. Yo, if you don't take my word for it, just flip your Social Security card over on the back. Look at those red numbers on the back. Then go to www.fidelity.com. Check out how much is in your bond certificate account. And then you come holler at your boy. Real talk, we're gonna definitely do some real trill shit. This is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side, so just sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. And enjoy yourself. Real talk, you know what it is. We're gonna crank this thing up, man, but don't take my word for it. Yo, I'm gonna show some shit to you. Just ride with me.
Led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I've inserted...
clouds in the sky, and in the process, change the weather.
Well, this is a basic cloud trick. I'm going to make a cloud inside it, stabilize it, make sure it's all nice and still, and then we're going to move it using our impulses. Weather manipulation. The ability to control the weather in specific areas. Is it possible? It is not possible.
The HARP researchers may not be as candid as they appear. They deny HARP can control the weather. But Dr. Agnew shows investigator June Sarpong just how easy the process can be.
When I turn the buses on, this cloud should move from bottom to top.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can really see it.
It's almost like there's a wind inside
the
building.
So this is the sky, you can see that the wind
is. Right. And this is just a fraction of the power that's used in HARP. We're using about 100 watts in the supply chain. HARP uses about 200 watts. So we push a couple of cubic feet of cloud vapor in a few seconds. So the billion watts is easily moving the cloud for everyone who needs to use the cloud.
So HARP can use as an electronic weapon.
Is there an example where that could actually be used in warfare?
Yes. In the First Iraq War, there's evidence that HARP was used to radiate the battlefield prior to the invasion of Kuwait. When the tanks rolled into the air, troops piled out of the bunkers, not willing to give a fight, but being up in mass. These are the Iraqi troops.
And what exactly will HARP do to them?
It can prevent you from freezing. It creates anxiety. It can even obstruct your bowels, in other words. And if it's played just right, HARP can be seen to a point where it makes the recipient so paranoid they begin to have visions like nightmares.
5-9-9-2-31. But first, I want to play the Attorney General clip one more time. This is from 1995, 17 years ago. He's Deputy Attorney General. The memos, the lawsuits, lawyers, have come out. He's saying, we've got to cover up OKC. This is our number one priority. What do you want to cover up, buddy?
Yeah.
We know. You ran another false flag, didn't you? Shipping the guns into Mexico. Blaming it on the Second Amendment. I mean, I'm here risking my life to expose these criminals. None of us are safe. I'm not going to be a coward and sit here and hold back what I say. They've got to be brought to justice. But how do you bring the UN to justice for war crimes when they're in charge of them? How do you bring the Attorney General to justice for Fast and Furious when he's in charge of justice? That's what tyranny is, when the bad guys get the high ground. And again, why are they trying to thaw out all these martial law provisions right now and add cherries on top that were never there to make them disappear people? Because they want to be able to tell the merch, look, you got a law, start killing. Make them look like a heart attack. You don't want his body ever found. Make it look like a carjacking. Where are the men? Telling you the Attorney General, here it is.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want them to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that can just go out there, and that would be something that people would have embraced in their minds, so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information.
Okay, so there you go. And we're going to play the clip of Obama talking about his national domestic security force. On record, through preachers, executives, even over small companies, or even giving them license to kill. That came out 5 years ago about InterGuard, where they've got executives ready to take phone calls on people to kill that work for them. You bet the president's saying he can kill whoever he wants. They've got wannabe hitmen everywhere. These criminals are so out of control, they're trying to hire local executives and giving them license to kill. 007 type behavior. See, notice they never give that to the police and military because you're actually professional and trained. They create a TSA. They create a brown shirt. They create these goon forces who they can later flush down the toilet when they're done with them. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Brian in Ohio is a police officer. Lou in Ohio, just active 2 months ago. Eric in Texas, a police officer. Blaze, Alaska, Airborne Infantry. Let's go to Brian in Ohio. We'll go to them as they came in. Listening, an Ohio police officer. So, what do you think about all the stuff that's going on?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm a big fan. I just kind of opened my eyes, woke up about 2 or 3 years ago, and listen to you. I try to listen to you every day, especially when I'm working out or something like that. But, you know, as far as the Eric Holder and the whole brainwashing and weapons thing, you know, I don't know how effective that's going to be. I mean, where I work at, police officers in my department, especially me, I can't say all of them, but most of them, love the new character deal law we have in Ohio that came about a few years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's got to scare all the bad guys, doesn't it? The crime rates plunge when you have that.
You know, I think it did. We've had a few instances on the street where people have gotten robbed, and we were able to return fire from their carry steel weapons. And that does send a message out to the street, especially when there's a lot of young punks out there.
Let me ask you a question. Are the police starting to wake up that secret arrest and things like that is not good?
Well, as far as where I work at, it's a big city in Ohio, and I don't think we've gotten to the point where we've been exposed to anything like that yet. I know I haven't. One of the things that I always want to call and talk to you about is, at least for where I work, we don't see ourselves as working for the government. We kind of see ourselves as local crime fighters.
Well, that's the way it should be, but my point is, the feds are starting to take over, and that's why there's going to be a collision. You got record gun sales. The people say it's because they don't trust the federal government. Most of the police I talk to are awake now. Most of the military's awake. So, I don't see how this is going to, you know, basically wash out then when you've got the public waking up and the feds power grabbing.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, police officers, you know, waking up, and a lot of them, you know, don't necessarily have to be woken up to a certain extent because, like I said, they're innocent in their own ways of just being crime fighters. They're not out here trying to, you know, protect dignitaries or work for corporations, or they're not trying to, make arrests at protests. We just come to work, we respond to calls that the citizens give us, and we try our best to help people out, and we try our best to get the bad guy. And sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't. And, you know, I like to think of it as we don't do what we do on a day-to-day basis on behalf of the government. We do it on behalf of honest, innocent people.
What do you do when you have these idiots that have never owned a gun and watch sitcoms and they think you're supposed to report somebody who's got a shotgun in a gun case because they're over at their house delivering, say, couches, and then they call the hotline and say, I'm over here and this guy's got a shotgun?
Well, that has never happened to me. And I can tell you a story. About a month ago, there was a 17-year-old girl that lived in a house with her parents. Of course, she had her own child, 17. She was the biggest brat in the world. She called the police because her father just realized that his wife was cheating on him. And he got angry and was, you know, blowing things around the house, and he made a threat just to them, vocally, that he's going to kill this guy. Well, he was just angry. We talked to him because we had called over there. But she called the police and said that she wanted him arrested and wanted him to leave the house, and she wants to confiscate his guns because he's got guns and he made threats to kill somebody and he's dangerous. Well, we showed up, basically laughed in her face, and told her that, you know, we can't do that and we're not going to do that.
Good. Because in a lot of areas they would have taken his guns. Well, God bless you. Good to hear from you. That's what we need to hear. It's this idea of just, you know, go after everybody, and the so-called liberals, as they call themselves, love to use the system against people, and I'm sick of it. Okay, now, again, I'm asking the military and police, though, here, what are you going to do as all this starts unfolding? Because Obama is thawing out nuclear war provisions but he's saying for economic emergency to nationalize farms, ranches, transportation, water, everything. And even mainline scholars, it's all over the news, are saying this is martial law. Are people concerned about this? Lou in Ohio, active duty just 2 months ago. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Alex, love you, brother. I honestly want to thank you. About 2 years into my service in Army Special Operations, I started watching some of your documentaries and started reading the little Jim Mars. And when my ETS day came up, I got out of there as fast as I could. I just want to say that there are two things that I really feel like we need to be doing. One, I know we got some lawyers. You have to know some lawyers on our side, right?
There are quite a few.
Well, let's get the evidence, let's get the witnesses of this voter fraud, let's put it in the courts, and let's force them to acknowledge our rights. We can't let this fly. We got all these people behind Ron Paul this year. If we just take this sitting down, how are we going to recover from that?
Well, you're right, and I intend to get into that in the next hour. That was actually next on my list. Video of the election fraud, the fact that he did start winning a bunch of delegates, and they had the police come in and arrest him, and they admitted it was part of a regular delegate fight, and that's how it's normally done. But this time they arrested the Ron Paul supporters and gave the delegates to Mitt Romney. And, of course, you're alluding to that. And there was election fraud in Iowa. There was election fraud in Maine, 100% confirmed in Maine, that Ron Paul won, and they just didn't give it to him. That's what I'm saying. What do you do when they're doing stuff like that?
Well, I think the second thing we need to do is we need to make it clear to the GOP that we're not voting as Republicans. We're not voting for Ron Paul as a Republican. We're voting for Ron Paul. And if he doesn't get it, we're not going to vote for Mitt Romney. So if they steal it from him, they're not going to get their candidate in because his votes are losing.
I got a whole stack on that. I promise I'm going to get to that. And it's important, but soon it won't even matter when you've got the federal government activating all these martial law provisions as fast as they can. They're doing that for a reason. They're getting ready for a bigger economic collapse, an Iran war, maybe a big false flag. All I know is danger, danger, Will Robinson. And we've got to make the fact that impeachment proceedings that could lead to the impeachment of Obama have begun in the House. He's not getting any coverage over the fact that he's launching wars. When the president's launching wars without congressional approval, folks, that's martial law. When he's turning off power plants outside of law so his buddies make more money with airplanes, that's martial law. When they're federalizing things, that's martial law. Martial law just means doing what you want. Rule of the dictator. Rule of the hunter. Let's go to Eric in Texas, who is a police officer. Go ahead, Eric. Thank you for holding.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call. I hope you can hear me okay. I've been kind of under the weather, though.
No, I can hear you.
Couple of things real quick. Number one, I just want to say, the establishment is scared of that, okay? Or else they wouldn't be pushing this federalized takeover of law enforcement and in general, okay? They want to get us under their thumb.
Yeah, they're criminals. Yeah, and the mafia wants to take over every department and every jury and grand jury in the country so they can really engage in some crime.
So we're not a bunch of dumb gorillas, okay? I can tell you that right now. I'm a police officer. I'm a firearms instructor, tactics instructor. I preach to my guys all the time the message of oath keepers, the message of the Constitution. And I can just tell you, when it comes down to those questions that you're asking, you know, will you obey when they tell you to do something illegal, something unconstitutional, there's a whole lot of police officers that are not going to do it. I'm a lifetime member of those people. I wear my Oath Keeper t-shirt with my gun and badge all the time. I wear InfoWars t-shirts with my gun and badge all the time. And I would encourage other officers to do the same. Because the citizenry looks at that. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, man, I love that t-shirt. I love that mission. They're looking for police officers in military suits to provide some leadership for them. We live in dark times, but I think if we get that message out there, you know, taking flyers to the grocery store. I tell them to my kids, put up flyers to the grocery store. you know, InfoWars stuff.
We've got to get aggressive and start your own organization. And listen, I can hear it here. The spirit that you're putting out here is one of truth. As bad as stuff is, folks, we haven't gone down the slide yet. This, I just got chills. This is the preparation. I mean, these are really bad people that have taken over the federal government. They are the nastiest type you can imagine. We're all in danger, folks. And America knows that. Look at the gun sales. Is that not a positive thing? I'm going to hold you over, but is that not positive?
That is a beautiful thing. I am all about the armed citizens. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Let me ask you this question. What do you do, though, when they do dirty tricks and blow stuff up and blame it on libertarian conservatives to try to turn the police and military against each other? You know they're not going to launch their takeover without staging some stuff. I want to ask you about that when we come back. I'm going to go to Joseph Blaze. We got Corey. There's so many calls coming in. Hey, after we got a famous civil rights activist joining us. I look forward to that because it turns out he was with George Clooney last week. And again, I don't like what's being done to Christians in Sudan. So it's a complex issue. We'll be discussing that as well. Stay with us.
Yo. Real talk, I hope you get the message. This is WTV, TA Radio, your boy J-Dog. Definitely let me know what's up and what's happening. Yo, you definitely got to get your mind right. You got to understand and know that, yo, time is running short. We definitely got to get
it. Please, at high volume.
We got to get
preferably
it.
Preferably in a residential area.
We got to get it in.
GotInstrumentals.com.
Real talk. We got to get it in. But while we getting it in, I'm a player joint for my man, you know what I'm saying? It's just a second called frustration. My man Corey Flute. Real talk. We're gonna let the world know what's up, what's happening on WTGA Radio.
Egyptians, the Pacific from the first people. They ain't listen. European soul style.
in system to be racist to the sun god. I think the chipmunks, one creator made all. I think chipmunks, Illuminati, with my mind, body and my soul. Bill Cooper, Bill Hope, so we don't let it go. When it's in the air, flying around, in them UFOs. They hide the lies from your eyes, it's time to be exposed. Energy for love,
love.
Body with no soul,
no soul.
Value of money decreased, looking for gold. Hate's in the air,
yeah.
Love's in the water,
water.
But it's all the same shit. Wisdom is my daughter, frustration.
Next up, the bat is my man Cameron to join this call. Fuck love. Real talk. We coming back, yo. Real talk. This is the urban experience like never before. We're destined.
Thank you.
What's your take on Obama putting in forced labor, nationalization of the economy, confiscation of property, martial law systems? What do you think of that?
That's what I think of that.
I hear you.
It's fascism, communism, and capitalism making into one. And I don't agree with it. I'm an oath keeper. World News, Dallas Jones, Endgame, Obama Deception, 9/11 Missing Link, three great movies I recommend, and Jim Marsh's book, Rule by Secrecy, great book for anybody, first-time listeners. I'm a retired Navy representative, and it's looking like we are on 9/11 Road to Tyranny. That's another movie I recommend everybody. We're in tyranny. Martial law is here. National Defensive Authorization Act has been signed, and there is no due process, and I just want everybody to remember that we still have the 25th Amendment to impeach the president if he appears insane. And Coney 2012 was a solid, good call on that. And that's my take on that, Alex. And I appreciate the great work. I just, I'm awakened, and my eyes are open.
Well, that's beautiful, my friend. And just keep it up out there. I'm going to move quick to even more people here. I know the military's waking up. 70%+ of all the donations were to Ron Paul, but now it's just open fraud from every major state. I mean, it's just incredible. Let's talk to Airborne Infantryman Blaze in Alaska. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. A lot of soldiers are waking up. When I was in Afghanistan, I'd see them spraying chemtrails every day. And I'd always talk to my soldiers and say, hey, you know what they're doing, right? And I was called crazy. I was called, a lunatic. And then as soon as we got back from deployment up here on Station Up Alaska, I pointed out to them that right here, hey, look, what's going on right here? A lot of them are waking up to what's going on and how they're spraying in all NATO countries. We swore an oath to the Constitution, the United States Constitution, and not the United Nations. So what people need to realize is a total takeover. The United Nations is directing our military now.
Publicly, they tell Congress. And now Obama says, I'll take over the entire economy without Congress. I mean, he's not announcing all this for nothing.
Exactly. And the Secretary of Defense, Pineda, basically told our Congress to bow down to him in the UN. That we'll go get permission from the United Nations, and then we'll inform Congress what we're going to do. And I didn't even hear about that from any mainstream news media because they're all controlled. Now, Hillary Clinton also went to the UN and did the Small Arms Treaty, where they basically they're saying that the real weapon of mass destruction now in their eyes is the small arm.
No, Unadir, Hillary says, we'll adopt your treaty, total abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. That's in the treaty. The words, total abolition of civilian ownership of small arms.
Exactly, and that's what they're going to try to do if he gets reelected. Also, look at Australia and England. They're totally pacified now. In Australia, when they turn their guns in, you see videos of them chopping up with a chop saw all the guns, and all the civilians down there are saying, crime's just gotten worse. It's just like any city that has a ban on guns, any country has a ban on guns, crime is going to skyrocket because criminals don't turn their guns in.
Well, the good news is you said the military's waking up. We're out of time. We've got a guest coming up, and we'll continue with the Corey in Connecticut and others that are holding as well. Stay with us. This is very important, the information coming up. Please spread the word.
Yo, I hope you're waking up to the fact that there's some stuff in the water, y'all. Yo, don't be like Jim Jones. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, y'all. Real talk is getting ready to get real trill up in here. I hope you're paying attention to the news. I hope you're out there definitely doing your own research. Yo, everything is being discussed on everything is being heard and discussed on where they do that radio. Yo, I want you to really understand. hand and nose the barometer of our community and our culture, because we are under civil arrest. We are under arrest. This is a prison planet. If you ain't figured it out, just look around. That's why everybody's in effect, in full force, definitely doing what they got to do. But what are they enforcing? What are they in effect for? What are they trying to correct? And no, I don't need nobody on the 10 Live Vision to tell me really what's going on. I just need to just look around. Just look around. Just look around. And you'll find out that it's definitely going down. Yo, today is the day that we take this media back. Today is the day that we definitely let the world know that enough is enough. And you know, you can't get us all. We just need a few people to definitely stand on their square and let them know that you're here. Real talk, you know what it is. This is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. You know what I'm saying? You heard earlier from my man, Mr. Fluke. You know what I'm saying? With that joint called Frustration. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, this is definitely a lot of frustrated people right now. When you look at your paycheck, when you look at the lack of paycheck, when you look at unemployment rate, when you look at all the things that are going on, you look at the grocery store and everything's going sky high. But the money that you get is going further, it's going less and less. Your ends don't even meet no more. They just wave. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's crazy. So take heed to the words that are coming out of my mouth. This is an urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. We call it the wild side for a reason, man. Because, you know, a lot of people out there don't really want to talk about the truth. A lot of people don't really want to speak on the truth of really what's going on out there and how it's affecting everybody. But on where they do that radio, yo, we ain't trying to make no friends. We trying to let everybody know what's up, what's happening. Because real talk is definitely, it's definitely real. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, I'm finna let my man, Mr. Sheem, tell it to your best. This joint here is called Wonder Why. Remember, we're hearing this live on WTDTA Radio.
Sales pitch in a bar and then dismiss. The fall amongst the demons, gutting youngins like they fish. And moms will be ashamed, finding out I made the switch. But what the fuck you tryna get? I'm after money like a trick. Or money grubbing, hoodlum with a hoo-wop on his hip. Or either shorty sticking many up, run your click. See, I found this game to make a youngin' shoot his rubber quick. Make a real homie snitch, store clerk sell outdated items, making youngin' sick for the profit. Why the devil got me by my dick? Heaven in me when I spit. Part of Benny's money fits in a pit of rage. Tryna walk as easy as did. I flip the root of evil, got my soul on some real fucking quick. Get a hammer, dump a clip. Wonder why it came to this. I lost my mind at last. Society is called to flip. As I walk past, begging hands got me feeling sick. Seeing how this world can change. Fighting, trying to stay the same. Money thoughts attack the brain. Battles of a mental strain. And yo, this money has an eye, but I'm tearing through its window pane. Damn.
Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't owe. Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't know.
The fuck is my mind lost in the days? Pray towards the sun, it's like the clouds disobey. Trying to get through life, have a prince one day. But the way it's looking now, I feel that day be looking great. Yeah, I seen him at the top, so I kept writing rhymes. Knowing I was far better than them bullshit lines. You forgetting life is short, we live it to the fullest. And I master what they try, so like I doubt that you can do it, youngin'. I will always be far ahead of my city, yet they still love me, and I still love me, so I can never fall off, and look, dying for my people ain't gon' never beat the cause, so I keep lifting weights, my lyrical dumbbell, by trying to make it out the city, destined for hell, won't see many cry, young and begging for help, they try to pray, but they better off begging themselves.
Still I can't let my guard down, for nothing but the money.
I'm over here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. It's your boy Leeds and the Legend. Hanging out where they do that at radio. J-Dog, B-Dub, Benny Winnie, Talent's boy.
On a
products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government. It loves you and wants to keep you safe and well. It even wants to make paying taxes, fines, and court costs easier for you. How? Well, you'll need to meet your straw man. He was born the same day you were. He looks like you, has the same name, and lives in your house, but you never knew he existed. You will have even paid his parking ticket for taxes. The worst part? He's been dead from day one. From every birth certificate, a legal personality, or legal fiction, is created with the same name to confuse little old you into thinking it's you. So, there is a human you and a paper you, or as it's commonly known, a straw man. So when it seems like government officials, court clerks, or the police are speaking English, they aren't. They're speaking legalese, designed to make you agree to verbal and written contracts without even knowing about it, all spun from Black's Law Dictionary. For example, when the police say, "Do you understand?" you'll say, "Yes." What they are really saying is, "Do you stand under our authority?" Oops-a-daisy, you just created a verbal contract with them. Oh, you clever government. Did you know that whenever you register something, you are handing over title to the person you register it with? That's right. Whenever you register something with the government, they assume it belongs to them. Registered your car? Super. Now you are the registered keeper of your vehicle, and the government can crush it when you don't pay your, straw man taxes. Expecting a new bundle of joy? Well, then you need to register your little darling with a birth certificate. Then they can start the process all over again and create a new installment for your little one. Isn't that great? So when Junior grows up, he'll be able to generate revenue just like you have. When you notify on your baby by signing the birth certificate, your child becomes a ward of state. And if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they'll assume it's okay to take the child away or make new rules for things they don't like. Not enough school? Smacking your child? Shouting too loudly? Then it's off to social services for the little one. When you get a bill, it's sent to you, but belongs to your straw man, not you. That's why bills, fines, and summons start with Mr., Mrs., or Ms. Sometimes you'll see your surname in capitals, just like on a gravestone. That's because your straw man is dead, and just a silly piece of paper, created before you could comprehend or even consent to it. When you go to court, you represent your straw man. So you, the human, take on any costs, fees, taxes, and fines involved for the straw man. The human you doesn't even need to pay them. But you made a contract with the court by appearing on behalf of your legal personality, or straw man, just like the government knew you would. Confused? Well, don't worry. The government doesn't want you to know anyway. If you knew, you'd stop paying things like council tax and parking tickets. Because when you go to court, you are representing your straw man. You are you, alive and made of flesh and blood. Your straw man, or legal personality, is a piece of paper created from your birth certificate. And you think it's you. What a silly billy. Would you like to know more? Well, then go over to TPUC.org. Get up, get informed, and get real.
That rule the whole world. But most people don't know that. All over the world, all governments are ruled by what is called civil law. Civil law goes back to a Latin word, civili, which goes back to the word really. Oh, God, we could go on for hours on this stuff. Civil law, which is called in all countries the law of the land. So you say, well, you can't do that because it's against the law of the land. The law of the land is civil law, Roman civil law, the law of the land. But there is a second law which also operates all over the earth identical. It's called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. That is the law of God in the world of business. I don't care if you're in Japan, in Africa, in China, in Istanbul, Turkey. If you have a company, if you have a corporation, if you are doing business where you buy and sell and make money, you are operating on this earth under something called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Because if all countries work on a different commercial code, then nobody could do business with anybody. You couldn't trust Japan to pay you. Japan couldn't trust America to pay them for the cars. Because everybody has their own laws. Under the Caesars of Rome, they established, under Caesar, that all nations in the empire that do business, everybody plays on a level field. If you do business in Africa with China, you pay them. And if Africa does business with American companies, you pay them. You pay. Whatever it is you're doing business, you don't mess around. The most severe law in this world is called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. It's the Bible of business on the earth. Uniform Commercial Code. Uniform Commercial Code is based directly on Vatican canon law. On the Roman canon law. Consequently, when a ship pulls into port, it pulls in and stops, and it's called in its berth. The ship is now in its berth. Because it is on the law of the high seas, or commercial maritime, UCC, commercial law, rules the seas. So when the ship pulls into its berth, the first thing the captain must do is to present a certificate of manifest to the port authorities, which means that the port authorities need to know how much is on the ship that you're bringing into our country and our economy. How many TVs, how many cars, whatever you're bringing, how much are you bringing into our economy? So you have to have a certificate of manifest of what is the value of your ship here. What are you doing? Consequently, when you are born, you come out of your mother's water. Therefore, you must have a birth certificate, a certificate of manifest, because you are a corporation-owned item. You are a human resource. This goes back to the German Nazi concept that every human coming out of their mother's water must be earned. And therefore, you have to have a certificate, a manifest, to see how much this individual is going to make for us in our new world order. I'm telling you that until you understand the laws, the symbols, the emblems, what these words mean, you're never going to suspect how far gone we really are. Did you know, for instance, that your birth certificate is a security on the stock exchange in the New York stock market? Did you know that? Because if you order your birth certificate, get a new one, order your birth certificate, all it costs you, sometimes it's free. It only costs you a few dollars. Order your birth certificate. On your birth certificate, all birth certificates in this country were on the bottom of the table. This is printed on security papers. Do not accept it. Not on full-color security paper. Then on the right-hand corner, you will always have a series of numbers, red numbers, printed on the birth certificate. Those numbers are a security stock exchange number on the World Stock Exchange. Because if any good stock office in Aspen, check these numbers in your computer and see how much your stock is worth, the certificate. And they will check it on the New York Stock Exchange and find you, your birth certificate, is a stock on the stock exchange in America. Why? Because you are worth money to the international bank that bought you in 1930. We need to wake up. This is serious stuff.
I hope you are awake. I hope you understand and know really what's going on. For all y'all who don't, wake up to the fact of really what's going down. All is lost. We just need to stand on our square, y'all. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying this to definitely provoke you to make it an innovative thought. But everything that you hear on where they do to that radio, I'm speaking from personal experience because yes, your boy J-Dawg, for all y'all that know me from, you know, my alias, political prisoner 6601, you know what it is. Real talk, we have been a victim of this system from the very beginning. I'm going to break it down to you. From the day you was born, from the day you was conceived, from the day you were brought into this world, that you preside in what we call the great U.S. of A. Real talk, in the U.S. of A, you had to basically be registered with a birth certificate that has been traded on the New York Stock Exchange, the World Stock Exchange, the Amex, the COMEX, you name it, yo, a derivative of your birth certificate bond has created wealth for which these globalists have used to legally extort every single right that you and I thought we had. Because slaves don't have no rights. Slaves don't have no words. Slaves can't get anybody elected. Remember, presidents aren't elected. They just prove that they are selected. You might ask yourself, who's running things? How can I get this back? Real talk, yo. Just take heed from a previous lesson in his story. In order for them Trojans to win that war, yo, they built a gigantic horse and they all crawled inside. And when everyone was asleep, they was able to take over the fort by storm. It was by their own arrogance that they was brought by their demise. And I say, this is what can happen right here. Today is the day, is the campaign to spark the minds of millions all across the globe to get their mind right. And for every artist that's hearing this call, the depth that keeps your rhymes tight. But you must be saying something real. You must be saying something trill. You must be doing what you gotta do to definitely awaken these natives in this age of Aquarius, man. Because real talk, their time is up. I repeat, their time is up.
They know their time is up. Don't take my word for it. Just ride with me for a second.
Magically survived, hijackers train at U.S. bases, but I got to go back here because
I hadn't heard you talk in this much detail about what you just discussed. Dick Gregory, a civil rights icon, is our guest. We just tuned in. But there is something of what you speak on record. Mayor Willie Brown.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
He admitted that he got warned.
Let me handle that, would you?
All right.
That's what I was getting ready to tell you. Listen, pull up the San Francisco Chronicle on September the 12th, the next day. September 12th. And that's where they had a front page story where Willie Brown had been told by his bodyguard not to take his flight into New York City at 2. Now, I don't have no problem with that. I got a problem with this. When a reputable newspaper, as far as newspapers are concerned, not one other newspaper ran that story, huh?
It slipped through that he was told don't fly September 10th on September 11th, and the reported person that told the bodyguards that made the call was Condoleezza Rice.
Hey, we all knew that, huh?
Well, well, right there, don't fly to New York, but they didn't know anything about the attacks.
But no, that don't bother me. What bothers me is who told the New York Times? They print stories out of paper. I've got medical Tim walk up there. It's the San Francisco Chronicle report a Tim shot 5 prostitutes to death and beat their mothers to death. That story would run all over the world. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how come not one newspaper ran that story? Okay. Now, go back to that Friday, which was Tuesday, was the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. The Friday, San Francisco Chronicle, the ex-Secretary of State, George Shultz, said he knew 7 days before.
That's right.
The front page story. Okay, so we're not talking about a mayor. The one we're talking about, the ex-Secretary of State.
And as you know, Dick, he's a major kingmaker, at some levels, some even higher up than even Kissinger, that actually calling the shots. I mean, he's the guy who knows where all the bodies are buried. And then there was also an Associated Press blurb that the Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled flights to New York for September 11th.
Yeah.
I mean, so they all knew, and these are real articles. Colonel Stephen Butler was told, said that they trained some of the people on the hijacker list at their base. He said the government was behind it, and they started the move to court-martial him until he shut up.
Sure.
So we'd be crazy. 9/11, the government was absolutely conscious and let it happen, bare minimum.
Well, you know, here's what they'll do. They'll come out 50 years from now and admit certain things, and then people overlook it and this and that. But now let me just show you something else. I had a friend of mine. Now, to do me a favor, I want you to look at all the flights on a 5-day period, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Look at it for 2 years. All your major flights coming out of Hartford, Connecticut, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Boston Airport, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Kennedy, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Philadelphia, direct nonstop flights. Coming out of Washington, D.C., Dallas, going to the West Coast. And here's what we found out. We found out that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that if you wanted to book a first class from any of those airports going to the West Coast, because you gain 3 hours, you gain a whole business day, you have to book about a month in advance to get first class, about 3 days in advance to get a seat on coach. That's every one of them flights. That day, all of those flights from Boston, going to San Francisco, going to L.A., from Philly Airport, from Kennedy, from Washington, D.C., all of those flights was about 34% full.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm saying when you sit and...
They all got tipped off. That's why there were kids locally saying those towers won't be there next week.
Yeah.
I mean, this was everywhere. And then there was that weird base in... It was up in Nebraska, where hundreds of CEOs had been told come to a special meeting a week before, and then they closed the hangar and showed them some video, and they all came out freaked out, and Warren Buffett was running it. I mean, you're talking about weirdness.
Well, I very seldom somebody would tell you something that you don't know, but if you don't know this, look in this and tell your folks, those little training, those Air Force, those that have gone taking their training in Florida.
Yes.
Those schools is owned by Warren Buffett. Hmm? Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No, I mean, I heard you. I didn't know that.
Okay. That was owned by Warren Buffett, right? Now, let me just tell you something very interesting. Do you remember Martha Mitchell?
Yes.
She was kidnapped, right?
Yes.
And then a week later, she died from some kind of strange cancer, right?
Yes.
Now, anytime you can kidnap the Attorney General's wife, huh? Of the United States. When you become the Attorney General of the United States, you're the number one cop in the world because America's the number one mightiest power on the planet, okay? Now, when you can kidnap the Attorney General's wife of the United States, and as we talk right now, brother, nobody's ever been arrested for that kidnap, huh? Did you hear me?
No, you're right.
Okay, now, why was she kidnapped? Because she heard her husband and a bunch of the old white boys sitting around in their living room with their cognac talking about when the World Trade Building was going to be blown up. She was outraged. She wasn't in the room. This was the white boy meeting. And she got on him and said, well, I'm going to tell the world on Monday. I hold a press conference. She was kidnapped, huh? Shot her in the butt with a cancer shot. And she died. And we keep paying our rent. We keep doing this and looking at all this old crazy kind of stuff and don't know what's really going on. And so, consequently, when you sit and look, now, while I was watching this, the people start getting tired and they start making mistakes. Now, ask you a question now. If that building has, 54,000 people who work there in the World Trade, and by evening there's over 120,000 people in the field, people coming there for business, coming for,
yes,
for the view and all that. Now, around the corner, a block and a half around the corner, is Fire Station 7, something like that. They go there every day, year round, a minimum of 50 times, maximum 75. Why? Because if your smoke detector blow out, you can get a fuse and put in it. But because of the insurance on a building like that, the amount of people that's in there, you can't do that. You have to call the fire department. And they'll send someone there. You get a bill for it to put that fuse in and then clear that it's working. Okay? So I'm going to say this again. That fire station, a block and a half, go there a minimum of 50 times every day, a maximum of 75. On September the 11th, there was 343 firefighters killed. That's not counting the ones that was injured. That's not counting the cops. Just firefighters. Not one firefighter was killed and injured from number 7, a block and a half. Okay? A block and a half from the World Trade Building. Not one of those firefighters was injured or killed. Did somebody know something? I mean, firefighters came from all over the city, and many of them died or was injured right around the corner. Nothing. And so when you sit and you think about, you know, how it works and how maybe, so I'm watching it. I'm looking at it because I know what they do. I'm looking at it and I'm looking at it, and then they start getting tired. And then I heard CNN interview a guy, and he says, so where were you when this was a day later? I said, well, I was I'm going to school to be a first responder, and I got about 6 months, and then I heard this awful noise, and I started running towards it, and I open up this door, and I go in there, and there's about 100 FBI and Homeland Security people there. What do you mean? I wonder how they got there that quick.
2 days later, they was interviewing one of the guys from Homeland Security, and I guess he was just tired. He said, yeah, we sent a team in here 2 days before it happened so we could be in place.
Yeah, that was Kennedy. And then he said that was a mistake, and later it was confirmed the whole drill that was used to cover up wiring the buildings was called Tripod 2. And they'd already moved out of all the buildings, their own offices, to run the drill from the end of the pier, blowing it all up.
A little over a year ago, I began to...
Real talk. Yo, don't hate the messenger. Don't hate the messenger, man. Real talk. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, man. A lot of stuff people still trying to piece together. But you know what I'm saying? What's going on right now is from everything from then to now is very relevant. It's very relevant. Why? Because it's still affecting us right now. We're looking around right now, trying to really figure out what type of change is actually taking place. But the change is all around us. Everything is being rearranged. Yo, we going from supposedly a democracy to a dictatorship overnight. But it's already been in place. You just realizing and understanding, know that you've been a part of the plan from the very beginning. Don't take my word for it. Look up Black's Law. Check out your birth certificate bond and see what's up and see what's happening. Then you'll understand and know really what the business is about, man. Yo, it's deep. It's very deep. Yo, I wish I had more time to definitely give you the pain. But at the same token, man, you know what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? To definitely keep this thing all the way 100. This is where they do that at radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. But I'm going to give you one to grow on, and I'm going to give it to you just like this. Yo, we say that most people don't care. We say that most people aren't concerned. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like I used to be, man. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear about stuff. We'll see stuff going on in our neighbor's house. We'll see stuff that's going on in our community. We'll turn a blind eye to it until the very same thing is happening to us. And then we look around and say, well, damn, why didn't nobody say anything when all this was popping off? It was like, well, when my house was being broken into, you didn't call the police. You didn't do anything. You didn't say anything. You was minding your own business. And that's all I'm doing. But you know what? The whole problem with minding your own business is when it becomes everybody's problem, then somebody needs to speak out against it. We got too many talented individuals, too many people will have a level of influence that's not speaking out and speaking up about really what's going on. And that bothers me. That should bother you. The rest of the world knows what's up, what's happening. The rest of the world knows that the youth is not standing on their square because they don't know how to stand on their square. They've been bamboozled by the tail live this. They on Facebook and Twitter talking about what kind of hamburger they ate, what kind of shoes they bought last weekend, how thick was the club. You know what I'm saying? All the irrelevant shit. And as long as we're doing the irrelevant shit, we're not part of the solution. We're part of the problem. But you just stand up and look around and understand and know what's up, what's happening. Then you know what you got to do. You know what you're supposed to do. You know what today is all about. But, yo, enough of that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, for all y'all that really trying to figure out political prisoner, yo, 6601, yo, hit me up. Let me know what's up, what's good, yo. They said a revolution would not be televised. What if I said it was being televised? You just didn't know it. Keep your mind right. And for all the artists out there, keep them rhymes tight. Real talk, you know what it is. This is Where They Do To That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, we're going to be back tomorrow, same bad station, same bad time for the grind. You know what it is. Yo, 9:30 for all y'all that don't know. Catch us live. 347-934-0318. This is, yo, your boy J-Dawg, brought to you by J-Dawg, Beanie Weenie, D-Dub, the whole crew. Yo, real talk, keep doing what you do, because without y'all, it would not be no us. So if you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. Holla at your boy.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.